was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We do have some callers on the line. We have Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, you're up, brother.
All right, thank you so much, both times.
Yes, sir.
If I might point out, there's a couple of things that's going to support things you were talking about earlier about not believing in the news.
Yeah.
One thing, the word news comes from the combination of northeast, west, and south, four directions. So it sends you bifurcated in four different directions. double-minded man, James 1a, is of unsound mind, uncertain all his ways. Then you might also consider the recent passage of the amendment to the Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T Act, of 2015, which gives the government and its partners, the private government and its private partners, the corporations, the ability to lie to the public for any reason they deem to be reasonable or necessary or proper or fun. Well, it's not mine. It's what the government says. That's what the Obama maniacs come to the point of. They're all lawyers practicing the doctrine of the law of rhetoric by Jean-Paul Sartre, which says precisely, one must lie in order to speak the truth, which is diabolically an abomination to the Creator. Nobody has the ability to give anybody permission to lie. It's still a lie in the face of the Creator when he goes into the big book of accounting.
Yeah.
And for my friend Russ, who had called earlier, a casual phone friend, I think he's referring to the only two selections on that so-called I-9 passport application form. There's only two selections. One is the U.S. national, which used to be the non-resident alien non-citizen state national, as you were speaking of before. Although, I think the word term that Tom may have been searching for a few minutes ago when you're passing through a foreign state on your way from one place to the other might be he was on a transient sojourn.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Well, and you may not be domiciled on this planet. You might even be looking for a domicile being your permanent place of location. Some claim residence, or that's a trap word. That domicile could be in a more spiritual place with the Creator, hopefully for eternity, predicated upon good behavior, of course, by his standards, not man's standards. I'll listen to Tom now. I'm traveling. It's probably a little noisy. I apologize, but you guys be blessed. God bless America, resurrect the Republic, and thank Tom. And I love my Red Amendment book, L.B. Bohr. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you for that, brother. Thank you very much. We have now Wes in Idaho. Wes, are you there?
Yes, Tom. How do I get a copy of the Red Amendment? I sent an email to Persons Action Committee, People's Action Committee. It tells me to contact Pro Liberty, the Idaho Observer. Hey, Don Harkin passed away about 5 years ago now. Ingrid Cassell, she has a show on RBN on Saturday night. She never mentioned that she has the Red Amendment. Once again, how do I get a copy of the Red Amendment?
I tell you what, right now, brother, you can you know how to get in touch with me off the air?
No.
Okay, listen, do you have email?
I don't have Facebook. I'm not going to do Facebook.
Do you have an email address?
Yes.
Take my email down and send me an email, and I'll contact you right after the show with the links. Okay? You go to RTR. truthmedia@gmail.com. RTR truthmedia@gmail.com.
@truthmedia.com.
Listen, RTR truthmedia@gmail.com.
Do that one
more time. Listen carefully. I'm going to give it to everybody. RTRTRUTHMEDIA@gmail.com.
Got it.
All right. You send me an email and I'll make sure you get the links and you'll be able to get it.
Okay.
That goes with anybody out there listening tonight. If you're interested in picking up a copy of the Red Amendment, please feel free to either go and send me an email, and we will start. As a matter of fact, I want to start making sure that we'll put a link on our website in the next few days where you can click on the link and it'll take you right to being able to purchase a copy. Also, you can have instant access to the information if you're online. Just type in the Red Amendment PDF. And it'll pop up right for you, so you don't even have to wait. But I recommend everybody buys a copy, because when you have that hard copy, it comes in it's rather large, and you really can dig into it much better when you actually have it sitting in front of you. I prefer to do it that way. However, you can get an electronic viewing copy, a PDF, if you go to and just type in the Red Amendment PDF in the Google search bar or whatever, and you can find it. You can start reading it today. But you send me an email to rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com, and we'll make sure you have a link so that you can purchase it. Also, you can go to eBay. As a matter of fact, Thomas, thank you for sending me that link. I'm going to be going and clicking on that link. I'm going to be putting it on my Facebook page for all you folks out there that have Facebook. If you go to my Facebook, you will find a copy of the link that you can just click on. I'm typing in "Buy the Red Amendment today," and it is posted on my timeline on Facebook. All right. Now back into it. Let's see, we have any more callers? No, okay, that's it for callers. Anybody who wants to call in and ask Thomas a question, or talk to us about the unconstitutional 14th Communist Amendment, please feel free to do so. I'd like to send a message to L.B. Bort. I have been prevented from really sharing the Red Amendment on this show. Everybody knows that I partnered up for quite a while with Mr. Bruce Ray Riggs. And I'm not going to speak ill of anybody on my show. I'm not going to speak ill of anybody who's at least educating people to the unconstitutionality of the 14th Amendment. However, I will say that the reason that I have been more silent about the Red Amendment is because Bruce Ray Riggs felt very angry towards L.B. Bork and the Red Amendment. Folks, you got to understand a lot of work went into this compilation of this material that Bork puts out. And the man deserves to be paid for the services that of which he has put in a lifetime of work. I shared with y'all some information a minute ago about the PDF. It's an illegal link. I ask all of you as listeners, if you are honorable, if you're honorable folks, if you believe that you should, if you should stand for the information that and the work that people do, I recommend that you go and you purchase a copy of this book. I have done so myself. I have a hard copy of this book. Also, it's been informed to me that the link for the Red Amendment that you can find on online has viruses loaded onto it. This is true. When I have clicked on these PDFs that you get for free, it ends up damaging your computer. Amen. So I would also warn you that that could be a problem as well.
I clicked on one a while back to check it out, and it took me straight to a virus. So, guys, there is no PDF of the Red Amendment online, okay? If you see a link that says this is a Red Amendment link for the PDF download, it has a virus. So do not use that link. Just go to eBay, type in the Red Amendment in the search engine on eBay, and it'll pull up the Red Amendment. You can purchase it. It'll be to your house in a couple of days.
Yeah, and not for anything, but the man did put the material out. He put it together. He wrote the book, and he deserves credit where credit is due, and everyone deserves to be paid for their work.
Tommy, let me say one thing about this book. L.B. Bork is the only guy in the country that's figured out what these dastardly SOBs did during the Civil War era, and it was about taking our republic to a democracy. What did the founders say about a democracy? All democracies cannibalize themselves. If we don't wake up to this and steer this thing back on course to the republic form of government that's guaranteed in every state, by the way, we are done. You know, there's a lot of people out there right now said, "Oh, there's no, you can't stop this ship, man. It's gonna the Valdez is gonna hit ground, and it's gonna be a master catastrophe." Well, maybe so, but I'm not gonna sit on my butt and wait for it. I'm gonna try to stop this ship. I don't know about you guys, but I'm gonna do everything in my power to help people understand it's all about knowledge, guys. And L.B. Bork is the only guy that's figured it out 100%. I've been hollering this all over the place for 2 years now. I know I've turned some people off because they don't want to hear the truth. I don't know if any of you read the book 1984 by George Orwell when he says, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate the truth teller. Believe me, I'm sure there's some people that do not like me. I'm telling you the truth. The restoration of America is in the Red Amendment. It's in the law. It's in the book. Everything you need to know is in the book. And once you see it, you will go, "Oh, my God, we have a lawful way to restore the Founding Fathers' government that was stolen from us in 1868. Actually, from 1860 to 1868, when Lincoln entered the White House, the theft began.
Hey, Tom.
I've got some articles I'll share with you from the Times, Tommy. I'll post them on your page.
Oh, please do.
When Lincoln entered the White House, the Constitution went out the other side.
Yeah,
and we've all been lied to. I mean, these are articles of the day. These writers were being thrown in prison for writing the truth about Lincoln. So that's why we didn't get the truth probably in history.
Oh, yeah. He had entire printing presses confiscated. He had men thrown in prison without any due process, and the private property stolen. So much for the Fourth Amendment, eh?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that the Marxist 48ers of Europe came over here after they lost their battle in 48 in Europe. They came over here and started setting up to take over this country because everybody was so free, they weren't paying attention to what was going on. And these Marxist 48ers of Wisconsin got Lincoln elected. Hello, did we hear about that in government class? No, we didn't hear about the March 48ers getting Lincoln elected. Guess who these guys were? They were the Republicans. And the reporters of the day call them the radical Republicans, which were is a code word for Marxist.
That's yes.
The title they were running under in the 1860s and the 1850s were the Republicans. And the Republican Party got Lincoln elected.
Let me give you, this is going to blow people away. Abraham Lincoln, from his first speech as an Illinois state legislator in 1837, said, "These capitalists generally act harmoniously and in concert to fleece the people." Who does that
Hello?
Sound
like? That's what's been happening.
That blew me away when I first read that. Abraham Lincoln himself was a Marxist.
Yeah.
He was in contact with Karl Marx. They wrote letters back and forth. People have no idea. No idea. John Mesmer is joining the show. He is one of our co-hosts. John, are you on?
How you doing? Great show.
Thank you, sir. Well, it's a great show thanks to Mr. Thomas Maddox here, who very correctly earlier today pointed out how I had been far too quiet on the Red Amendment. And there was a reason for that I was explaining earlier that is no more, that is not something holding me back. The Red Amendment is something that I have gone to many times. After my realization that the 14th Amendment was a farce, that many of the states who are listed as having ratified it, in fact, once they realized what was going on, rescinded their ratification, stood on their House floors, like the state of New Jersey that I come from, John P. Stockton of the state of New Jersey. He identified the fact that it was a criminal enterprise, that it was usurpation and fraud.
Right.
A northern
several states basically have officially documented the same thing. The 14th Amendment is null and void. It was never constitutionally ratified, and how they're getting away with this is just mind-boggling.
Well, but getting away with it because they have the power of the gun. And here's
what the
Marxist 48ers brought all their guys over from Europe. They brought hundreds of thousands of guys over here, and they were called the Prussians, the Hessians, and that's where the Redlegs came from. Y'all heard of the Redlegs, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, all those Jayhawkers and guys, they were going out west, you know, Kansas and stuff like that. Those are all those Prussians and Hessians. I watched a movie a while back, Gore Vidal's Lincoln. Lincoln said, "The South will run out of soldiers. We will not." He was importing all these guys from Europe, from that Marxist revolution over there that failed.
Yes.
And that's why they won. They had all the banker money. All these Rothschilds guys have been in control forever. They had all their money, and they were able to buy whatever they wanted. They could buy soldiers. They could buy munitions, cannon, whatever. And the South was basically cut off from everything. That's how they did it, and we've been under a police emergency state ever since Lincoln came into the White House. So
you just have
to realize they cannot circumvent the law. The law of the U.S. Constitution is there for every state to be a nation, and every person to have a right to a true and lawful nationality. And that's what the expatriation spells out, the Expatriation Act of 1868 that was done the day before the 14th Amendment was passed, within 24 hours. And this is what Bork exposes in the Red Amendment, is things like this nobody catches. All these constitutionalists that are talking about, oh, the Constitution gives you rights, blah, blah, blah. That's all BS. Anyway, the things Bork exposes in the Red Amendment will totally blow you away. It's a must read. You got to read it. if you don't, you're playing in the sandbox that these elitists built for you. And that's the way I look at people that haven't read. You know, I don't want to belittle them, but they don't know what they're saying is BS. I have rights. I'm American, by God. No, you're not. You're a citizen of the United States of government. You are not an American. An American has a true state, lawful nationality, like myself. I'm an American. The rest of you guys that aren't state nationals, you're foreigners. You're a citizen of the United States communist government.
Yeah, Jono, what are you saying?
Wake up, people.
Speaking of reading the Red Amendment, Tom said we'll get a link up on the site, and we will get that done within the next day or so, and there'll be a very clear link that'll take you to the site and page where you can actually and buy the book, and and I can tell you that there is, or at least there was for quite a while, and a dishonorable way of getting a PDF download on one of these hack sites or whatever.
I wasn't aware. I shared that earlier, folks, and I have to apologize, and I apologize to LB. I thought that was an official link and that he got credit for when you clicked on it. I was incorrect. That is not an official sponsored link. And by the way, let me finish. Just to let people know, I'm running an antivirus on my computer right now. I clicked on the link and it screwed me up. Just
food
for thought. Yeah, I clicked on it.
But you know, the good news, Tom, is that you know, I'm pretty darn sure the vast majority of your audience is honorable and will do the honorable thing. And Bork deserves every penny that there's no way that financially he could be compensated for the contribution that he's made.
No, I concur.
It's an incredible contribution, yeah. Everybody do the honorable thing and go and purchase the book and have it in your hot little hands.
Brother. This is the book that restores America. This is no BS. This is not some.
Now, what's cool about the way Bork lays this out, when he educates you on the 14th Amendment, he does so in a way that leads to this, that's in the context of the solution. So he's not just saying this went wrong, this went wrong. He does it in such a way that it encompasses the solution, you know. And that's the great part about the way he communicates it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, here's the way I like to say it, Tommy. There's something wrong in America, right?
Yeah.
Big time wrong. Well, the Red Amendment has a solution to right that wrong. And it's all about nationality.
I agree.
But you also get a lesson in there that the lesson is so complete that you understand that when you sat through grade school, elementary, junior high school, you were lied to from point A to point Z.
Oh, and let me back you up on that. For you folks out there, this will blow your mind. The working men of Europe feel sure that as the American War of Independence initiated a new era of ascendancy for the middle class, so the American anti-slavery war, this is what they planned it, will do for the working classes. They consider it an earnest of the epoch to come, that it fell to the lot of Abraham Lincoln, the single-minded son of the working class, to lead his country through the matchless struggle for the rescue of an enchained race and the reconstruction of a social world. Karl Marx and the First International Working Men's Association to Abraham Lincoln on 1864.
Wow.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, America.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
You think you knew the truth about Abraham Lincoln? You didn't know anything.
Yeah, it's just really hard for people to wrap their brains around the fact that,
they were lied to?
There is, Yeah, well, just on such a grand level. I mean, the conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy fact of what's taking place, is still taking place to this day. It's just people just have a tough time wrapping their brain around that, you know?
Exactly. The lie continues to this day on a massive scale. Imagine everything you see is BS. Everything you see.
Yeah, well, just listen to the VP debate. Just listening to some of the VP debate tonight. I mean, everything they're saying, both of them, Kane and Pence, is feeding right into this lie. And it's like they're clueless. They don't know what they're talking about. And if they do know what the reality of things, the matrix pulled over our eyes, then they're just totally lying to the American people, and they're completely just. Anyway, I don't think they do know. I think they're as clueless as they come across.
I doubt that very seriously. These guys in these high-level positions have been picked years in advance, and they have studied the script to the T. The last guy that went off the script was John F. Kennedy, and he was about to expose the grand conspiracy to enslave every American man, woman, and child in this country, and what happened? Bang!
Yeah.
Yeah, but when they lie to such an extent, don't they just become a part of it and believe and end up believing it themselves? They believe their own lies?
I don't think there's a lot of guys that are in high-level positions. I'm going to say from sheriff on up, I think most guys know what's going on because we've contacted quite a few of them and explained to them what's happened, and they're like, next. You know,
yeah.
they don't want to talk about it. I had one of our state representatives on Facebook the other night. I explained, he said, I hate it when people call this place a democracy. We're a republic. I said, no,
we're not.
Representative Stickland, they're telling you, your colleagues are telling you in your face, this place has been converted from a republic to a democracy. Don't you get it? And I went through some of the 14th Amendment stuff. And a democracy is when everybody votes. The mob rule votes. That's what happened in 1868. They gave everybody a privilege to vote. Not a right, a privilege. That's communism. That's mobocracy, what the founding fathers were 100% against. The word democracy is mentioned in no state constitution or U.S. constitution in this whole federation. Did you know that? But
yeah, they give
talking
you
about
the
this 18th Amendment democracy.
They give you the privilege to vote for their man A or their man B.
Yeah, but you got it. I even had a Republican state delegate to a state convention tell me we're a democratic republic. I said, can you show me that in the Texas Constitution or the U.S. Constitution? It was like, well, it's just a given. I'm like, are you insane? But people they've come to believe their own opinions and beliefs more than fact. Crazy. I read a quote the other day. A guy said, fact will never negate the opinion and beliefs of fools. I was sitting next to the fool at the Republican State Convention in Fort Worth.
We got to go to break there, fellas. Sorry to bust you up there, but... We gotta let the sponsors do their thing. They keep the lights on. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. We will be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
On RBN, folks, I have to take a very short, brief break before we go to callers. I know you're there. I owe this to Ammon. Out of the Oregonian, Ammon Bundy says he tried to resist father's push to rally around Oregon ranchers. Ammon Bundy carried a worn Bible to the witness stand Tuesday and portrayed himself as a weak underdog pitted against a powerful federal government that has tried to crush his family. Asked where he lived, Bundy said, at the Multnomah County Jail, just across the street. I've been there 8.5 months. Bundy became emotional on the stand several times, his voice quivering as he described how useless it seems fighting against federal authorities who have put his father and his brothers and he behind bars. The leader of the takeover, the Mount Hero National Wildlife Refuge, has pleaded not guilty to conspiring to prevent federal employees from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and U.S. Bureau of Land Management from carrying out their work through intimidation, threats, or force during the 41-day armed occupation. He was arrested January 26th as he and other key figures were driving to a community meeting in John Day. The 41-year-old also faces indictment in Nevada
along with his father Clive and Bundy, and brothers, in their 2014 standoff with federal officers trying to corral the senior Bundy's cattle under a court order. The Bundys and hundreds of armed supporters thwarted the effort, and the officers backed away. Federal charges came in the Nevada case after the seizure of the Oregon refuge. Ammon Bundy told the jurors that his family has grazed cattle at their ranch near Bunkerville, Nevada, since they homesteaded it in the 1870s. But he didn't mention anything about his father owing the government more than $1 million in grazing fees. I'm not even going to get into that. His father stopped paying after the Bureau of Land Management ordered him to restrict the periods when his herd roamed as part of an effort to protect the endangered desert tortoise. We on this show went out to Nevada as a side comment to investigate the claims of the BLM and found that a $2 million facility had been closed down because the BLM themselves tried to rehabilitate and raise some of these desert tortoise. They ended up diseased, they had to euthanize them, and they lost $2 million of the facility. And it was later found that the work and the hard work and action of diverting some of the river flow to grow grassland along that river that the Bundy's land, the grazing rights are on, is actually what drew the desert tortoise there and was what was causing them to breed and reproduce. The very reason that they gave to come in under Agenda 21 and these environmental laws was a deception in and of itself. That was my little input. I'll continue. Bundy said his family faced a tremendous amount of abuse for not trying to protect these grazing rights that we own. The Bunkerville standoff, he said, certainly affected his views about the Federal Land Management Agency since the 2014 confrontation. He said he was driven to find ways to protect his family's grazing rights and other ranchers' property rights, calling it their life's blood. He worked with Nevada lawmakers, he said, to push for a Nevada Resource Rights Registry, which would have required the state to defend what he called vested property rights, be it water, grazing, logging, or mineral rights, from federal control. It was not passed. Big surprise in the communist regime. This is the dangerous point of the federal government doesn't want anyone to know. We do have rights to these lands, Bundy told jurors. In my belief, there has been a strategic effort by the federal government in taking these rights. His voice choking with emotion, Bundy said, it's been nearly impossible to challenge the federal government. We can't do it against these people. They're too smart. They're too strong. We can't fight them. Now they're prosecuting us. My dad and brothers are all in jail right now, every single one of them. It's wrong, Bundy said, tears filling his eyes. Besides Clive and Bundy, Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy, Clive and sons, David Bundy and Melvin Bundy also faced federal indictment in Nevada, even though those folks were hardly involved. Another brother, Clive and Lance Bundy, is in prison on unrelated burglary and gun charges, they reported, an absolute irrelevant fact to this matter. The senior Bundy has 14 children. Ammon Bundy testified that he initially resisted his father's push in the summer and fall of 2015 to get involved in the case of Harney County ranchers Dwight Hammond Jr. and Stephen Hammond. He said as a child, he noted his father took his children with him wherever he went. Bundy said he didn't know anything about the Hammonds case, but his father kept bringing it up. The father and son ranchers were convicted in June 2012 of arson on federal land and resentenced to spend more time in prison for saving their home, creating a backfire. And as a firefighter who has worked alongside and with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service, I can tell you that that is such an age-old practice of saving and sparing buildings and property that it is disgusting that the federal government has used this, even in the face of what they do. It's disgusting and a devious lie to the public to make them think that even this was even close to being arson. That was my inclusion. Now I'll go back to the article. In October, he said, father asked him again and what he knew about the Hammond sentencing. He said, I'm afraid what's happening. Ammon Bundy said, pausing mid-sentence as he fought back tears, unable to get more words out. Struggling to compose himself, he continued, trying to complete what his father had told him. He said, I'm afraid what's happening in the same thing that's what's happened to us. At the time, he said, I can't fight another battle. We're doing the best we can to keep our family from going to prison, Bundy testified, a pocket constitution in the left front pocket of his blue jail scrubs. Ammon Bundy said he told his father that he couldn't get involved, and that's what partly led him to move his family from Arizona to Emmett, Idaho. In fall 2015, Bundy told jurors he's a married man with six children. His wife, Lisa, sat in the public gallery. But less than a month later, Ammon Bundy said he had a change of heart. While in bed in the evening of November 2nd, he said he picked up someone's message on his phone and clicked on a story about the resentencing of the Hammonds. He said he still tried to resist this overwhelming feeling that it was my duty to get involved and try and protect this family. I will deviate from this article to say one thing. The judge in the sentencing of the Hammonds, the initial judge said, I cannot sentence them to the mandatory maximum, for if I would, it would be a shock to the conscience. I submit that this shock to the conscience was a direct and total purposeful act that the federal government employed, knowing that other people of like mind and similar values would take a stand. They triggered and instigated this directly, which makes them criminally, deviously, conspiratorially involved. I had to suppress this feeling, he said. That was not my responsibility until I could not do it any longer, Bundy testified. Later that night, he started searching the internet and reading everything he could find on the Hammonds case, he said. On November 3rd, Ammon Bundy said he typed a letter addressed to aware citizens and government officials and posted it on his family blog, bundyranch.blogspot.com. Right around that time, I spoke to Ammon. Ammon came on this show. Ammon told me that he was sickened over this thing that was going on. I concurred with him. It sickened me as well. Back to the article, it began, our hearts and prayers go to the Hammond family with deep empathy, he said. The lengthy letter alerted federal officials that further incarceration of the Hammonds could lead to civil unrest. We warn federal agencies, federal judges, and all government officers that follow federal oppressive examples that the people are in unrest because of these types of actions, it read. Ammon Bundy said he then decided to travel to Oregon to meet with the Harney County ranchers to understand who they were. Ammon Bundy said he met with Stephen Hammond first. Stephen Hammond gave him a ride in the back of his pickup to the ranch about 30 miles away. Dwight Hammond Jr. was convicted of one count of arson to the Bureau of Land Management land in Harney County. His son was convicted of two counts of arson on Bureau of Land Management land, as well as land belonging to the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, the judge told the jurors. The father initially was sentenced to 3 months in prison October 2012 and his son to 1 year and 1 day in prison on February 7, 2014. The Ninth U.S. Court, Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the sentences and the Hammonds were resentenced after they went to jail, after they were released and resentenced in October 2015 to serve out a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years in federal prison. The reason that the judge only gave him the sentence that he gave him was because they were not in any way trying to commit a terrorist act. They were literally trying to save their home. The arson statute that they were convicted under is part of the wide-ranging Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act that Congress passed in 1996. They passed this act having absolutely nothing to do with the American people. It was never considered to be something that would be used against American people. Well, to you and me, that's how they posited it. But to Thomas Maddox and I, we tell you this communist regime did so specifically intentionally to use this against citizens of the United States. A 5-year sentence was required under the enhanced penalties provision for use of explosives or arson crimes, the judge told jurors. Of his visit with Stephen Hammond, Bundy said, I began to understand he was pretty tired of fighting and he was pretty much broken emotionally. He was just going to take what was given. Bundy's lawyer, Marcus Mumford, asked his client how he responded to Stephen Hammond's position. I didn't understand until I spent 8.5 months in prison how he felt, Bundy said. Co-defendant Ryan Payne, who had come to support the Bundy Ranch near Bunkerville in 2014, ended up joining Hammond and Burns last November. Together, he said, they visited with Dwight Hammond Jr. and his wife, and then later with Harney County Sheriff David Ward. Hammond went and met with David Ward to try and work this out. As he remained on the witness stand, Bundy's attorney played for jurors clips of the video of the 2014 standoff in Bunkerville. They captured a woman Hammond Bundy identified as his Aunt Margaret, getting thrown to the ground by a federal officer after she stood briefly in front of a government vehicle. This woman had recovered from cancer. She was not feeling well, and she was thrown down to the ground. It is the video that caused me to travel there to cover this incident. It is the same video that my mom saw, and when my mom watched the video, her head went into her hands as tears rolled down her face, and she said, "Son, keep your head down and your powder dry. Go and help those poor people and get the word out." My own mother. God bless her soul. Bundy said his goal was to find out what the dump truck was hauling away, as he, as others suspected, it was his father's dead cattle. Something that later Ryan Bundy and I confirmed when he was operating the backhoe at the pit that the BLM had left. I met with him there and I climbed down in that pit, photographed and videotaped the cattle, one of his father's prized bulls that they shot right between the eyes. Not even the government's order gave them permission to kill these animals. It did not. I truly believe they didn't have a right to be there, and my family had a right to be there, Bundy testified. Assistant U.S. Attorney Ethan Knight earlier had objected to the videos being presented to jurors, arguing they only revealed a limited slice of what went on at Bunkerville. Bunkerville is the evidence equivalent of a Pandora's box in this case, Knight argued. Once we go down this road, we are really embracing more than a mini trial, but events that are not before this court. Nice try, prosecutor, but even then, even U.S. District Judge Anna Brown said, the prosecution's concern may be legitimate, but that's a reality in a case like this. The judge ruled the videos from Bunkerville could be played solely for showing the impact on Hammond Bundy's state of mind as he came to Oregon. They could be played for jurors, but will not be provided to the jury as evidence during their deliberations in the case, the judge said. Hammond Bundy is expected to return to the witness stand Wednesday morning. Maxine Bernstein, TheOregonian.com. Sorry I had to go on with that. I owe that to Hammond. Hammond, God bless you, brother. We're with you. Although many of you there do not still to this day, and one of the reasons why I brought the document from the Oregon House floor rescinding the ratification of the 14th Amendment, why it was so crucial. I handed that. I told Ammon about it when he texted me from his phone. I said, Ammon, I have with me in my hand a copy of the document from the House floor of the state of Oregon in 1868 rescinding their ratification of the 14th Amendment, stating it was directly usurpation and fraud. This is the jurisdiction that the BLM stands upon. And if you withdraw your consent to contract with the BLM, it is not over, because you are still technically a citizen of the United States. And as a citizen of the United States, any other adhesion contract you have places you under their jurisdiction by your own consent. You need to read this. He asked for me to bring it, and I brought it, and I handed it to him. And I handed it to Fox News, and I handed it to RT. And I handed it to every news source that was there. Fox News got it and never said a word. Not a word. Not a word. Yet, I traveled there to bring this for that purpose, for them not only to read it, but to understand it. I handed it to the FBI. I handed it to the Oregon State Police. I tried explaining to them what was going on, because they too, like we have been indoctrinated on a system and a set of lies. But now I will come to find out that most FBI agents themselves are bar association attorneys, and they know perfectly well what's going on. We have a couple callers on the line. John from Rancho Cucamonga on line 3. John, you're on.
good afternoon or good evening, Tom and whoever else is there. I just noted in your previous conversations that several of you had a pretty good handle on who Abraham Lincoln really was and
yes.
and what kind of a man he was. I didn't, being from the state called the Land of Lincoln, I didn't realize this until the early 2000s when I started reading a lot of columns on the LouRockwell.com website, the most notable, I think, of which is by a Roman Catholic author named Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo. And he wrote two books that just turned my thinking around.
Yes.
The one book was entitled The Real Lincoln, and the second book is called Lincoln Unmasked. And then one came out in about 2004, the other in 2006 or 7 or something like that, or 2008. But, yeah, there just isn't enough time to go into all the things he did. He did everything, Tom Lacovara Stewart, that you were talking about as far as not only, well, he didn't just arrest newspaper editors. These are northern newspaper editors who thought the South, some of who thought the South had a constitutional right to secession, and others who, even though they didn't think they had a right to constitutional secession, that we should, the North should not take up arms against their fellow countrymen. And when they started putting these in editorials, Lincoln sent some of his troops out there to go and completely destroy their presses and rough them up a little bit and bring them into custody, and they were in jail suspending the writ of habeas corpus. They were in jail. Some were in jail for 5 or 6 years, with no speedy trial, no nothing, and that was before the 14th Amendment. So when people tell me that the and then there are a number of other things, but the summary conclusion is that I came to is that I hear a lot of talk on this network in other places that the bankruptcy of 1933 or 34, whenever it was the turning point, and no, it wasn't, and others say it was the 14th Amendment. And now I don't even think it was the 14th Amendment, but it was what led up to the 14th Amendment. It was the tenure, presidential tenure of Abraham Lincoln, Dishonest Abe, as Dr. DiLorenzo calls him. So without that, he had to do this to change the country. He did it under the guise, a smokescreen of slavery. But the war had not a damn thing to do with slavery. Anyway, those are my thoughts on that. And
you're very right on that.
Yeah,
it started with Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto in 1848. By 1855, the southern states were starting to notice this communism creeping in, and they were talking about getting out. All the way from 1855 to 1860, they were, hey, we're done. We are so out of here. And
European general who came over as part of the 48ers, and he was placed in a very high military position in the Union Army. That was another strange thing. That
You look up a bunch of those Union officers. They all have foreign names, man. It's the Trotskyites. And
I can hear you. Hello?
Yeah, folks, can you hear me? We have on the line an RBN host to. John, I thank you for your call, brother.
And, oh, okay, and, Tom. Thank you very much. Thank
tomorrow
you.
Night,
thank
because we're digging into
very
this
good
again
information.
Tomorrow. Thank you very much, brother. We have on the line Ingrid Cassell, host of the Republic Broadcasting Network's In Defense of Humanity, and I welcome her to the show. I'm sorry that we have such a short time, but she's been on hold, and I really want to bring her in. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to thank you so much. Your show is fabulous. I sell the Red Amendment, too, for $1 less than probably Thomas Maddox, but it doesn't matter. The show is excellent. I would really like to have you have Tom Maddox on again on your show, because I think we all want to, once you're in that situation, all of a sudden you're a U.S. citizen, like the Bundys. Everyone, you know, is presumed to be a U.S. citizen. We're not all expatriated. And then can you rescue them? I mean, we know tons of prisoners out there. They have the 14th Amendment. I've mailed so many copies to prison. But, you know, once you're in that situation, you're presumed a U.S. citizen. Is there a remedy, you know? We need to do a show on that.
Well, I so much agree with you. I thank you. Thank you. I'm honored you called in. I love your show, by the way. I've listened to it often, although I'm right here on a ranch trying to handle 25 acres of horses and chickens and everything else, too. Right. But God love you. I really do.
Is that Thomas?
I've listened to that show several times as well, and I think it's a fantastic show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I'm really with, you know, I appreciate your comments on Albie Bork. He's been difficult for a lot of people, you know. And that's why a lot of people have. I mean, he's his own worst enemy, and I've tried to get him to psychologically, you know, change his negativity. But you know, it's what it is. I mean, thankfully, lots of people are jumping on board and realizing that the movement, the Red Amendment, is beyond Albie Bork. That he's laid the foundation.
Well, I kind of refer to Albie Bork in that fashion, like I do many other. Very eccentric geniuses of the world. I mean, not all of these folks who can dig in and comprehend and reveal these topics, as well as be immersed in a lie that has been perpetrated on the public, can remain positive when they are drowning in the truth of this own of this reality. So. I say about people like LB, you have to understand them through a different lens, as in many other people awaken to this truth. LB Bork has been saturated by this truth for many years, and that's got to be frustrating, watching like a bunch of kids keep trying to reach for the burner on a stove, and you keep smacking their hands back, and you do that for 20 or 30 years, and you start... It starts driving you a little crazy, because at some point you want to say to the kids, what in the hell's wrong with you that you can't see this?
I know. It's true.
Brother.
No, you're absolutely true, right on about that. And I, you know, because I've dealt with him over the years, you know, we used to put his articles in the paper and I vetted him. I mean, I've known him for probably a lot longer than you guys. I mean, he was just kind of coming out in the beginning of the OOs, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, but he's a good man. He's well-intended, and we all make mistakes, but he has conference calls every Tuesday night to get more and more people involved. So he had his conference
calls. Can anybody join those calls?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
anybody can, but it's primarily for people that have bought the book. I mean, that's how you find out about the call. You buy the book and you get involved in the chat rooms on the People's Awareness Coalition. That's the end of the program. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Thank you so much
for calling in. I'm glad we got you in there. And Thomas Maddox, God bless you for coming on. My invitation to you to become one of our co-hosts stands. I hope you take us up on it, because we need to talk about this more often. Constantly, we need to keep this in the public's face. Thank you, brother. And John Mesmer, co-host of ours as well. Brother, thank you.
Thanks for having
me. All right.
Great. And I bought my book from you 2 years ago from Idaho.
Amen. All right, folks, that's it for Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can go to resurrecttherepublic.com. Click on that PayPal and support this broadcast, because I tell you, we're doing some really, really great things on this site. So be a part of it, contribute, and stand with us. We'll see you next time.
Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net. and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.